Justice Department has now launched an investigation into the dozen classified documents found at former Vice President Mike Pence's Indiana home. And more specifically, why was Joe Biden keeping them there? I like to spread it out.
That is case number or evidence number 4,221 just this year of why late night television is just not funny. Yes, yes, yes. It's a Thursday on the Chris Plant Show, and looky here. They're just not funny anymore. That's why Greg Gutfeld is absolutely destroying all of the late night shows. Seth Meyers, Jimmy Kimmel, Jimmy Fallon, Colbert. They're just partisan hacks, and they've divided their own audience among the four of them. And then meanwhile, here comes Gutfeld. And he makes fun of everybody, but mostly the left, because, you know, it's kind of like shooting fish in a barrel, isn't it? It sure is. It sure is. The Chris Plant Show, as I said, it's Mike Opelka back in for Chris, who's vacationing, returning next Monday with amazing stories. And I'm waiting for him to post some more video. The whale video, the penguin video, interesting, but I'm sure there's more. He's holding out on us, or he doesn't have a signal. Because he's so far out of the range. We were lucky to get him the other day, and we had an update from him. So many places to go today. We talked a little bit about just briefly about the gift that the American people, and Joe Biden took credit for it because he brought the gift. You know, it's like the one person at the office party who brings the gift to the boss, and they kind of take credit for it. Yeah, Joe Biden yesterday, right after this show ended, had a moment where he announced the United States' decision to give 31 M1 Abrams tanks to Ukraine. And Germany's also giving a bunch of their Leopard tanks to Ukraine. So they're going to get somewhere around 80, 90 tanks. They wanted 300. But almost immediately after the announcement, we're hearing news out of Ukraine that, the tanks are good and everything, but now we need fighter jets. When is this going to end? It may not. And when are we going to actually get some outrage in Congress, in the House, in the Senate about how much we are handing over without any real understanding of what are the gauges we will use to see if we've accomplished anything. And Putin's not happy, of course, because now Germany is sending heavy-duty equipment. We're sending even more. We've been supplying Ukraine with money, humanitarian aid, of course. And meanwhile, the southern border is just being overwhelmed. People, drugs, eggs being smuggled into our southern border. And billions being funneled over to whatever's going on in Ukraine. It seems like coverage has been severely diminished over the past few months. It's almost like we're kind of writing it off. It's an afterthought. Remember the early days of the invasion? Yeah, we had reports on every cable network of actual fighting and what was going on. We're not getting that now. What's happening? And why can't we know more? But yesterday, Joey's decision to give these tanks, these terrific tanks, to Ukraine and his screw-ups in the press event made me think just how far this guy has fallen. This was yesterday. Biden trying to talk about what's happening and justify why we're doing this.
All to help counter Ukraine's brutal aggression that's happening because of Russia.
He caught himself. Ukraine's brutal aggression? Wait, I got to hear that once more. He's doing this. Why?
All to help counter Ukraine's brutal aggression.
And as he's saying that, you can see Blinken, Secretary of State Blinken, and the Secretary of Defense behind him, and they are sitting there going, wait a minute, what? What did he just say? Did you say Ukraine? Ukraine's brutal aggression? Lloyd Austin just basically shaking his head. He can't, though. He can't do the side eye like we've seen so many times with the people behind Joe when he does this stuff. He did catch himself. You got to give him credit for catching himself and trying to then blame it on Russia.
All to help counter Ukraine's brutal aggression that's happening because of Russia.
Yeah, sure. Sure. That's why we're doing this. A mumbling, fumbling, stumbling, bumbling guy. And Joe does have a problem remembering Lloyd Austin, his Secretary of Defense. And he also has trouble remembering his official title at times.
The Secretary of State, the Secretary of the military behind me they've been deeply, deeply involved in this whole effort. Armored capability, as General Austin will tell you, has been critical.
Did he almost call him Speaker? I think he almost called the Secretary of Defense, who used to have the title of General, and he calls him General there. Did he almost call him the Speaker? I think so. Correct me if I'm wrong. Let's go back through that.
The Secretary of State, the Secretary of the military behind me.
The Secretary of the Military. Maybe there's a new cabinet position. Secretary of the Military. He's searching right now. And I know what this is like, because if you've ever forgotten a word, you're trying to get your brain to kick in. But this happens like every other sentence with this guy. And the Secretary of the Military.
Behind me they've been deeply, deeply involved in this whole effort. Armored capability, as General Austin will tell you, has been critical.
He almost called him Speaker, but he never got to Secretary of Defense. Secretary of the Military. We got his Secretary of the Military guy here. And it would be okay if that were the only time that happened. You know, that happened not so long ago, before Christmas, in fact.
I want to thank all of our distinguished guests that are here today, the Chairman of the Joint Chiefs, Secretary Austin.
So at least he got his name, but he couldn't remember what his title was. Secretary of the Secretary Austin. At least he got the name. That was back in December, I believe it was. And then we can go back to 2021, when the president completely forgot the Secretary of Defense. This was epic.
Just want to thank you both, and I want to thank the former general. I keep calling him general, but the guy who runs that outfit over there.
The guy who runs it, you know, the guy that runs that outfit over there, the thing over there, the Pentagon joint there, the weird looking building there. This is a problem. And again, as I've said every single day, today is the best day this guy's going to have for the rest of his life. And he's got the button.
I want to make sure we thank the secretary for all he's done to try to implement what we just talked about.
If I could only remember his name and his title. The guy over there that runs that outfit over there. His brain is scrambling at this point. This was 2021. So this is when, you know, this is a year ago when the 2 years ago now, when the brain was actually even better than it is now.
And for recommending these two women for promotion. Thank you all. May God bless you all, and may God protect our troops.
Yep. The guy that runs that thing over there, he's doing the thing. It is a sad commentary. And when are we going to hear about Joe Biden's physical? And was there a comprehensive test of his cognitive abilities? You know, if we were at the end of January during the Trump administration, and we were not allowed, the press was not allowed to hear about the state of the president's health, both physical and cognitive, They'd keep asking it, just like the way we keep asking, we keep seeing Peter Ducey ask about the documents. But no one's asking about it. From what we understand, the physical happened between Thanksgiving and the end of the year. So why can't we know? When Ronald Reagan was president, you remember Ronald Reagan had an operation that I guess the best way to summarize it is they turned his colon into a semicolon. The actual description of the operation, including a medical school graphic, was on the front page of USA Today. That's how invasive the press used to be. That's how, quoting Fox News, fair and balanced it used to be. But no one's even asking the questions when the obvious decline is there, the cognitive decline is happening in front of our faces. It's amazing. All right, I see the calls are stacking up here. Let's try and do a little lightning round of the calls. Let's check into Miramar Beach, Florida, where Ivan awaits. Hello, Ivan. Welcome back to the Chris Plant Show.
Hey, Michael. Good morning. Michael, I have to say you got my blood boiling this morning. And it wasn't you, but what you were talking about when you were talking about the vaccine, that they're going to eliminate the vaccine over in the UK.
Yeah, the Brits under 50. Here. Yeah. Under 50, yeah, no vaccine mandate.
Yeah, but Michael, that's after 2 years. They destroyed the economy, millions of jobs, businesses were lost, careers lost, and pensions were lost. You know, and not to mention they stole an election. Idiots they are. You know, and it's just like the illegal immigration by illegal invitation is what I call it, where they have let 5 to 10 million illegals degrade our society and economy for 2 years. But now the jackassocrats, they want to secure the border now and they want to talk about reform now after they've let 5 to 10 million across the border. And they also gave California, New York and other liberal states billions of dollars to deal with the problems that they caused. And then and the thing that gets my blood boiling is that Republicans allow them to change the narrative to bipartisanship, and it seems like all of a sudden Democrats are trying to solve some of these problems, and it's no, they're not. We need to do a better job of reminding them. And one more a thing about the duplicity, where they jackassocrats again, they tell you that they're not teaching racist CRT or transgenderism, but every other day you hear a report about a teacher being caught doing just that.
Yeah.
And they're on a 2 year plan. 2 years later, they want to, talk about Hunter now, 2 years later. And any day now, you're going to hear Gavin Newsom talk about coming up with a plan to address the homeless. It's like 2 years and 2 years later, after they've destroyed our country, our society, they talk about, now we want to fix some of these things. And
we do such a
poor job as Republicans of reminding their Democrat voters and the country of what they do.
Ivan,
anyway,
you got my
blood boiling, Michael.
I hear your blood boiling from here, and I understand it. But, people will only allow, as long as we allow it to happen to us, people will get away with whatever we allow them to do. So as soon as we see stuff, we have to raise our hands and go, no, we're not taking that anymore. We're not doing that anymore. And we have to be stronger. And it's almost been 3 years now, by the way. Next week, the final day of January, will be the 3 year anniversary of Fauci getting the email telling him that the virus was man-made. Jim Jordan has the receipts, but we were blocked for 2 years from bringing it up because the Democrats had control. No more. Things are changing. The worm is officially turning. All right, I got to take a break here. I'm going to come back, try and get to a few more calls. I understand you're on the ledge, Ivan. We're all out there, but we got to make cogent, coherent, fact-based arguments. And we will. Coming up on the Chris Plant Show, it's Michael Pelka in for Chris.
You're listening to the Chris Plant Show.
Prescription products require completion of an online medication consultation with an independent healthcare provider through the LifeMD platform and are only available if prescribed. Subscription required. Individual results may vary. Additional restrictions apply at LifeMD.com. Read all warnings before using GLP-1s. Side effects may include a risk of thyroid C-cell tumors. Do not use GLP-1s if you or your family have a history of thyroid cancer.
If you've struggled for years to lose weight and have given up hope, did you know you can now access GLP-1 prescription medications through LifeMD? LifeMD is now offering eligible patients online access to GLP-1s, the breakthrough prescription medication that can help you lose body fat and weight. Listen to what people are saying.
You just take your shot. It doesn't feel like you're on a diet. What I wasn't expecting it to do was to shut off the food noise. This was life-altering, and if I can do it, I feel like anybody can do it.
And here's the best part. Your insurance may cover 100% of the cost of your medication. So go to TryLifeMD.com to have your eligibility checked right now. Get started today at TryLifeMD.com. That's TryLifeMD.com.
And welcome to it, the Chris Plant Show. Mike Opelka in for Mr. Plant, the vacationing Mr. Plant, returning next week. I will get back to some of the woke stuff because I just got sent the most ridiculous summary of some of these university programs to help people appropriate genders. It's just maddening. They're calling it gender confirming, but I'm calling it appropriation. It's gender appropriation. You're stealing someone's gender. But I have to get to the phones because they are on fire today. You are all on fire. Like Jim in Chicago, listening on the great WLS. Jim, welcome to the Chris Plant Show.
Hello, Mike. You know that comic book character, Bizarro? You know, the opposite of Superman? Oh,
the Bizarro Superman. World, when Superman, everything's Bizarro opposite. World. Yeah.
Yeah, the opposite. Well, Superman says Russian aggression. Bizarro says Ukrainian aggression. You know, it's the opposite.
I see. So you're saying that Joe Biden is Bizarro president.
Yeah, but well, he's definitely bizarre in many ways.
Yes, thank you, sir. I appreciate you. Glad you're there. Leslie is in Rockville, Maryland. Leslie, you're chiming in on the president's comments as well.
Oh my God, yes, he's so embarrassing. I mean, I'm just curious. When is someone going to step up and say that this, like everything else that's wrong in the world, is racist? I mean, he can't even remember General Austin's name or the position that he appointed him to. I mean, it is truly embarrassing as a nation. And never mind unsafe, you know?
Yeah, I guess that the guy who's always telling us, how does this look to the rest of the world? Last summer, when the raid on Mar-a-Lago and the discussion of classified documents was brought up to the president, and he said, what is the rest of the world thinking? What are they doing? And he talked about the speaker's battle that Kevin McCarthy underwent, which I think was totally coordinated. The whole thing was set up, and said, what is the world thinking as they watch our deliberative body have trouble? Yeah, he's not all there. The synapses are snapping everywhere. Thank you, Leslie. I appreciate you. Let's see here. One more while we're in Chicago. David in Chicago. Welcome to the Chris Plant Show.
Oh, thank you. And, you know, there's something about this whole trip with the classified documents. It just reeks to high heaven. There's something funny about it. You know, after they find things in, of all places, Hunter's garage, and now Pence, I think we're waiting, all of America is waiting for the next shoe to drop. How far away would something be with Barack Obama and his up-and-coming library here in Chicago?
We should see. We're going to find out. I think we're going to find out. Or maybe, just maybe, all of the time that we're not hearing about it is when they're going through everything and sanitizing it. We'll get into this a little bit more and talk about Hunter's weirdness just around the corner. Mike Opelka for Chris Plant on The Chris Plant Show.
This is The Chris Plant Show.
Prescription products require completion of an online medication consultation with an independent healthcare provider through the LifeMD platform and are only available if prescribed. Subscription required. Individual results may vary. Additional restrictions apply at LifeMD.com. Read all warnings before using GLP-1s. Side effects may include a risk of thyroid C-cell tumors. Do not use GLP-1s if you or your family have a history of thyroid cancer.
If you've struggled for years to lose weight and have given up hope, did you know you can now access GLP-1 prescription medications at TryLifeMD.com? We're now offering eligible patients online access to GLP-1s. The
breakthrough prescription medication that can help you lose body fat and weight. Listen to what people are saying.
It's fun to put on jeans that you couldn't get into 6 months ago.
Every morning, I look forward to getting on the scale.
For anybody who's struggling with their weight, it's a godsend.
And here's the best part. Your insurance may cover 100% of the cost of your medication. So go to TryLifeMD.com to have your eligibility checked right now. Get started today at TryLifeMD.com. That's TryLifeMD.com.
It is the Chris Plant Show. Mike Opelka is my name. You can find me on social media. So many of you have. Thank you. I am on Twitter and Instagram and Facebook. And I try to be active, but honest to God, who has the time? I don't have a Facebook person or a Facebook panel like the president does. But I still get a lot of activity. And earlier in the show, I had mentioned a Woke Olympics award was going to Murray State University in Kentucky because they are promoting chest binders for the LGBTQRSTVU community, and even offering financial assistance to give these wraps that they're putting around the breasts of women to make them what they call male presenting, which has got to be weird. Because remember how we used to get very indignant about how the Japanese feet of women were wrapped and shoved into tiny shoes to subjugate women. And that was horrific. But now we're financially supporting physically binding the chests of women. That can't be good. And as I'm talking about this, I get a message from my friend Jim, who's on social media, saying, "You think that's bad? The University of Pennsylvania, UPenn, has a closet," appropriately, right? "Has a closet that provides an array of things like binders, shapewear, tucking underwear." There must be a market. Someone's making it. "Tucking underwear and tucking tape. The University of North Texas," which I believe is in Denton, Texas, that's the university that gave us Dr. Phil. I think that's where he gets his PhD from. He's not a medical doctor. He's a PhD doctor, like Dr. Jill. "The University of North Texas offers chest binders in what they call a clothing closet." So I guess if you come to school and you don't want to tell anybody in your family or in your circle of friends, some friends, that you identify as a different gender, these schools are providing a facility for you to go in and wear different clothing. This is astounding to me. I remember when colleges and universities used to offer actual education instead of allowing you to appropriate another gender. Michigan State University, that's a big school, offered a binding 101 workshop. I'm stunned. I'm appalled. I'm shocked. But at the same time, I'm not shocked. Michigan State University offered a binding 101 workshop so students can, quote, learn more about safer binding practices and tips for self-care. If you are wrapping your body to the point where its natural growth is being denied, that's not self-care. That's abuse. University of Penn. Now, according to the Post-Secondary National Policy Institute, as reported by the good people at Campus Reform, they do great work on all the woke stuff. So Campus Reform, you should check them out. Only 1.7% of undergrad and grad students identify their gender as transgender. We're talking less than 2% of the student body. 1.7%, according to the Post-Secondary National Policy Institute. What a gigantic waste of time. What are we teaching people? What are we actually teaching people? We're not teaching them anything, as witnessed by the clip I played earlier, the young lady who's learning about taxes and how you have to pay taxes on everything. And less than a minute into her explanation, her awakening on taxes, she actually melts down and loses, as the kids say, her ability to even. She can't even deal with it. Teach the kids something. Teach them something. I just read a post on thehill.com that says 3 out of 4 young people expect companies to be more environmentally friendly and deal with the world in a sustainable manner. What does that even mean? I wish we had time travel. I'd like to send them all back to 1971 when the air, especially the air out west in California and some of our big industrial cities, was so foul. You literally had silt on your car. And we worked on that. We changed it. So now the air is much cleaner, several times cleaner, especially compared to what you're seeing in industrialized cities in China and in India and in Russia. And in fact, in the top 25 cities of most polluting cities, we don't have one. China's got 23. And maybe India's in there too. So tell me what that means to demand that companies deal in a more sustainable, environmentally friendly manner. Just explain it to us. The brainwashing is amazing. It's been going on for so many decades that you know you're not going to turn it around right away. There's a great piece from John Stossel that exposes the scam of the recycling world. Now, recycling, there are things that need to be recycled. There are things where recycling helps save the planet, save the environment, maybe save some trees, maybe save some of the metals that are being mined. But generally, according to the this brilliant and rather lengthy piece from John Stossel, there really is no benefit to a lot of the recycling that's going on right now. It's a scam. So all the separating, sort it out before you set it out. In England, they actually go through your trash. In some communities here, they actually do an audit of your trash to make sure you're following all the recycling rules. Apparently, the plastic recycling is Bravo Sierra. All of that is just a load of Bravo Sierra. So why don't we have an analysis? If the science changes over the years, why can't we have an analysis of what actually is beneficial in recycling and just focus on that? As my late grandmother used to say, be smart for yourself. Let's do something that's just a little bit smart, shall we? I know, I got off on a little rant there, but the reality of colleges not teaching people, but spending God knows how much money has been spent for providing clothing and a transition closet that you could go to every day. Oh, you know, just check out the trans closet, see if you want to have a gender-affirming care. And did you get your tuck underwear today? Where in the hell is all this coming from? You know where it's coming from. And it ties back to what we said earlier about TikTok. TikTok in America is a sea of insanity. The same app in China is education. Absolute education. And I've been corrected on what I said about binding the feet. It was Chinese, not Japanese. The Chinese used to bind the feet of young girls to basically subjugate them. Torturous. But now we're supporting binding people's chests, women's chests, so they can appropriate a gender that is not theirs. I just don't know what's going to happen next when we open up the internet and see, okay, what's going on here? All right. Let's dive into the phone since they are still on fire today. Thank you all for joining the conversation. Donna's in Frederick, Maryland. Hey, Donna, welcome back to the Chris Blant Show.
Hi, thank you so much for taking my call. You've done a great job, as always, filling in. I really enjoy what you do. I just wanted to comment about the binding. As the great Doc Savage always said, liberalism is a mental disorder. Well, let's substitute liberalism for leftism. And the only binding I think these people need are straitjackets.
That's you could tuck your arms. You know, we consider it not just tucking your exterior genitalia in the underwear. We'll now tuck your arms so you can't hurt yourself or anyone else. That's a good thought, Donna. I appreciate you. Ann is in Chattanooga, Tennessee. And Ann, I had this topic on my short list. Didn't get to it yesterday, and we might today, but you might as well tee it up. Welcome to the program.
Well, I appreciate you, and you've done a good job for Mr. Plant. But nobody's looking at the island of Epstein. And then when he was arrested, he was murdered in his jail cell. That was pretty murder. But at the same time, we don't even have their guest list. And some of these people that visited that island and some of the demands that they had for, I don't know how much money they paid, you know, when they got there, but, you know, maybe some of this binding took place. Some of these, women, you know, were able to get other items that, you know, they could use when they were having their partners over. But anyway, somebody needs to look into the guest list. And you might find some of these people that are pushing this wokeness on everybody and trying to change the sex of everybody. It might have been started there at Epstein's Island. So somebody needs to get that guest list.
I think you're 100% correct on Epstein's client list, guest list. We kind of have an idea of who was on the plane that he used to fly back and forth and how many times people like Bill Gates or Bill Clinton and others flew on Jeffrey Epstein's jet and where they visited, not just Epstein's Island, but he had a property out west. Why is this not a priority? Ghislaine Maxwell, his partner in crime, gave a jailhouse interview the other day where she stated unequivocally that Epstein did not kill himself, that he was murdered. She believes it. I think most common sense thinking, right thinking people believe that Jeffrey Epstein was absolutely murdered. And I just don't understand, especially the far left and their attention they pay to every complaint by a woman about sexual abuse. And in this case, underage women who've said, hey, we were abused, we were used, we were basically traded on Epstein's island and in his properties. Why the media isn't standing up with more outrage and saying, we must get to the bottom of this? I'll tell you why. The names on the list are friends of theirs. And that needs to be dealt with. Thank you for bringing that up, Ann. I appreciate you for being there. I have to get to some of this audio. We have the Project Veritas audio. We have more audio from Cringe from yesterday because she was outraged, like Adam Schiff and Eric Swalwell and Ilhan Omar and singing their praises. And that's a whole bunch of fun. So we'll try to get to that before we wrap up this hour. It's Mike Opelka in for Chris Plant on The Chris Plant Show.
This is The Chris Plant Show.
America starts the day with America in the Morning.
First of three pushes of storminess.
Hi, I'm John Trout, your host for the latest news, politics, entertainment, business, and weather.
A speech with political overtones.
Our staff of correspondents provide a fast-paced look at the world with specialized reports from where news happens.
The judge's decision was based on finding there is a likelihood.
So far, the central bank appears to be threading that.
Concise, accurate, and fresh each day.
America in the Morning, the podcast, available wherever you listen.
The Chris Plant Show is where you are. Thank you. We know you have choices. My name is Mike Opelka, sitting in for my buddy Chris Plant. And so much to get to. We'll get to Cringe because we need time for what Cringe Jean-Pierre has been saying And I need to tee it up by talking about the mainstream media's reaction to Kevin McCarthy, also known as Speaker McCarthy. See, we don't have Nancy Pelosi as Speaker anymore. She's given her a lot of time, too, to do some things that are questionable. We'll talk about that as well. But the mainstream media not happy that Kevin McCarthy has booted some Democrats who had no business being on the intelligence panel, and they got their drawers in a bunch.
This isn't good for America. This isn't good for our politics. This isn't good for Congress. But it's kind of like, you know, a kid putting their hand on the hot stove.
There is no legitimate reason to keep Schiff or Swalwell off the Intelligence Committee.
McCarthy has a lot of power. And as Speaker, that power really trumps whatever the tradition may be.
It certainly looks like retribution by the Speaker, is it?
Yeah, Andrea, it certainly appears that way.
Yeah, yeah. It also sucks to be you, Democrats, at this point. There's a song called It Sucks to Be You from the puppet musical Avenue Q. I would play it, but, you know, there's all kinds of salty language in it. But the tossing of Eric Swalwell and Adam Schiff off the Intel Committee and the attempt, which should be coming up soon, I hope, to boot Ilhan Omar from any committee that she wants to be on. I hope that happens. But Corinne Jean-Pierre, she wasn't happy about it and wanted to make sure we all knew just how valuable those people are.
Any reaction from you, the White House, about Speaker McCarthy's decision to keep Representative Schiff and Swalwell from the Intelligence Committee?
So I'll say this. Representative Schiff, Representative Swalwell, and also Representative Omar are expertise and bring a lot to the table when it comes to foreign policy and national security. And we'll say this, we'll say that.
She's having a hard time figuring out what we're going to say. She said three times, we'll say this. And to say that they bring a lot to foreign policy and national security when you've got one of them who's credibly accused of having an affair with a Chinese honey trap and the other one accused yesterday credibly by Mike Pompeo of releasing classified information, this is hilarious.
You know, when it comes to that committee, it should not be politicized. It should be independent. And again, those congressional members bring a lot of expertise to that committee, and I'll leave it there.
I'm going to leave it. That's because that's the Washington, D.C. expression that you hear it all the time on Meet the Press. We're going to leave it there. And they've all taken that now. So what about the documents? You know, the documents came up in the press briefing. Of course they did. When are we going to hear from Joey?
The president had said he was going to talk to us about this soon. He did make brief comments last week, but does he have any plans to answer the questions that we've been posing to him, to perhaps hold a press conference so that we can
understand
a range of questions?
Totally understand the question. I don't have anything to preview right at this time on any opportunities for the president to address this. But as you all know, and I know questions were shouted earlier, there's many opportunities that you all have with him where he takes all of your questions. And
When does he take all of your questions? Yesterday, after the briefing where he forgot the Secretary of Defense's name and title, there was one question he answered quickly because it related to Germany. But all the other questions, he just, as I predicted, slammed closed his notebook, turned his back, and walked out of the Roosevelt Room. And for her to say he takes your questions, no, shouting questions at the president as he does the grandpa sprint to the helicopter, that's not the same as a press conference.
He has over the past 2 weeks.
He answered questions.
No, I understand.
We've been shouting.
No, he's answered. Actually, when he was in California, he took a question.
He took a question. Good for Joey. He took a question. I hope you gave him an extra scoop of ice cream. That same media that was obsessed with Donald Trump having two scoops. Just insane. His last solo press conference, the last time this president gave a press conference, which was, again, a choreographed event where he pulled the list, complete with pictures of who he was supposed to call on, out of his pocket was 72 days ago. Wake up, America. And while you're at it, wake up Joe Biden. It's almost time for lunch. It's Opelka in for Chris Plant on The Chris Plant Show.
Mike Carruthers shares little pieces of intel and interviews you can use to improve your life on the Something You Should Know podcast.
The next time you're looking for a job and have to write a cover letter, here's some advice from Skip Freeman, author of a book called Headhunter's Hiring Secrets. Add a P.S. to the bottom of that cover letter. That can actually increase the chances of that letter being read by up to 75%. Some people actually glance down and read the P.S. first.
Something You Should Know. Search on YouTube or wherever you listen.